Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs. Issue 85. Ben Stark of Wonder Mill Films. Graham Flanagan of Business Insider.
Hey, Graham.
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
You know, it could be better. It's been a rough week for people dying. David Bowie passed away earlier in the week, and that's a pretty big deal for cinema in terms of course, there's The Man Who Fell to Earth and his role in The Prestige and The Last Temptation of Christ and other movies. But today we had another loss. Alan Rickman died at actually the same age of 69. It's a pretty big loss for me. Alan Rickman was kind of an icon of my childhood. And when I was, thinking of who to discuss this with on the Film Nerds roster, your name came up because you're a fan of quoting one of the most iconic lines in cinema, which is, "It's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more." Which is in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Sir Alan Rickman, Sheriff of Nottingham, says he's going to cut Robin Hood's heart out with a spoon, and his cousin asks, "Why? why a spoon, cousin?" I figured this would be something good to talk to you about, and you're also a fan of Die Hard, I assume.
Not as much as the more recent Die Hards.
Oh, really?
That's good. Yeah, I feel like it was all building up to the last two.
Yeah, the Russian one?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, oh man, it's a classic.
But of course, I'm a huge Die Hard fan, and Alan Rickman is an absolutely, a huge part of why that is. He's the one of the best screen villains ever in that film.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it today, and maybe it's the emotion of the moment, but part of me wants to call him that, wants to say that Hans Gruber, played by Alan Rickman, is actually the greatest villain of all time, because of the way that he plays him as this seemingly, sadistic and murderous terrorist who, after all is said and done, is really just a Eurotrash thief. And the complexity that he brings to that and the, there's just a confidence, there's an assurance, and there's a weird kind of vulnerability that he brings to that performance that is such a great counter to John McClane, to Bruce Willis's John McClane in that movie, that makes, if he's not, one of the great movie villains, then that hero-villain pairing is one of the all-time great, pairings. He is literally the opposite of John McClane in every way.
Yeah, and one of my favorite scenes is that gives that character so much depth is the scene where McClane catches him, and this is sort of in the middle of the movie, and then he immediately begins to pretend to be one of the American hostages that got away. It's obviously it's a great concept or conceit, that's executed perfectly, but Rickman just nails that hilarious sort of cliche American accent, acting like he's afraid. And that's one of the funniest movies, the most terrifying parts of the film, funniest moments, the most terrifying parts of that movie. There's a lot of humor there, and absolutely. I mean, I would easily. I don't know if I'd call him the greatest. That's tough. But definitely, he is definitely in the conversation for that performance being one of the great villains of all time in the history of movies. It's a masterclass in how to do it.
Yeah, and I mean, he played a lot of villains. Obviously, we already talked about the Sheriff of Nottingham, who, when I was a kid, I watched that movie so many times.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so, he is the most reprehensible, evil,
heel.
He's like a consummate heel.
He's got so much heat, man.
So much heat in the territory, in the Nottingham territory.
Nottingham territory, man. And that's a tough territory, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Some damn good workers.
lot of shoots going on there. Well, I mean, speaking of shoots, there's the, I mean, it's something that it's kind of insane now to think about this movie that I watched so many times as a kid. There's an attempted rape scene in the climax of the film, you know, where he is trying to get at Maid Marian. It's truly disturbing in the way that he's just this pathetic character, totally emasculated and clearly working from his own insecurities and failures. But he plays it with such bravado that it just sticks in your mind. You hate the guy, but you kind of can't help but enjoy watching him. And then another favorite villain performance of his that is a personal favorite of mine was in the Tom Selleck movie Quigley Down Under.
I've never seen it. No, I never have. It's on my shelf of shame.
It should be, man. It's pretty great. It's Simon Windsor, the Australian director who also directed The Phantom. And it's a really, really great movie, especially if you're a gun enthusiast. It's kind of like it's kind of like revolver porn in a way. But he plays this Australian rancher that hires Tom Selleck to take care of business for him. And then, Tom Selleck ends up doing the right thing and not following the orders of this corrupt guy. And it's a memorable villain performance in that era when that's kind of what he was known as. It was the nastiest guy on the planet.
No, I need to check that out. The other one outside of Die Hard and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, for me was Sense and Sensibility. I saw that film in 1995 or early 96, whenever it was in its initial run. I was in the eighth grade, and I did not want to see it. I wanted to see From Dusk Till Dawn, and I thought I had a chance of going with my parents to see Sense and Sensibility, and being 14 years old, and then I was going to say, like, right when we got there, hey, Mom and Dad, actually, I'm going to go see From Dusk Till Dawn. Can y'all just buy me a ticket to that, and I'll just meet you guys after the movie? And they were like, hell no. and so I even I was so mad, and I even early on in the film I was like I gotta go to the bathroom, and I got up and walked into the From Dusk Till Dawn theater, which was right next door, and just tortured myself by watching it for a minute, and then went back into Sense of Sensibility. And when I did, I actually just got enveloped in that film, and a lot of that had to do with Alan Rickman's character and his performance in that movie. You know, it's definitely more of a baby face turn for him. And I was used to him as just a pure heel. And, in that film, he's the complete opposite of what I had known him to be up until that point. And I ended up really enjoying Sense and Sensibility. I did end up going to see From Dusk Till Dawn, and I had to be pretty sneaky to do it and loved it. But it was amazing. I didn't even think I knew that Rickman was in the film. I only knew that it had Kate Winslet and Emma Thompson, and I didn't really know who the lead male lead was. And so that was a very pleasant surprise. I'm like, oh my God, it's Hans Gruber. It's Sheriff of Nottingham, and it's he's this soft-spoken English country gentleman in this film. And that's a great movie, by the way. I haven't seen it in a long time, but that for me was the other sort of standout Rickman performance. So three films that I saw early, in my youth. And absolutely, today when his passing was announced, it was definitely a blow, because he is absolutely one of the top, not only British actors, but actors period who we've had. And he's given us so many wonderful, memorable performances.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about his non-heel roles, and he had so many. I mean, obviously, I think most of the headlines now are reading, that he was the guy that played Severus Snape in the Harry Potter movies. And, I mean, I'm glad that's how so many people are remembering him, because those movies are popular, and I'm glad that lots of people got to see him work. And, of course, our generation, we're more inclined to think of his villain roles when he was younger. But, like you said, he also had... he was able to play such a such empathetic non-evil characters, more multi-dimensional human characters, and one of them that I didn't even realize that I'd seen until I looked at the trailer for it today, and it was a movie that my mom probably rented from Family Video on VHS in like 1992, and it's called Truly, Madly, Deeply. And it's basically like a comedic version of Ghost, where this woman loses her husband, or always, or something like that. She loses her husband, and he comes back from the dead and ends up kind of helping her, you know, continue to live life without him. And he plays the deceased husband. And, I mean, if we're going to stick with the wrestling terms, he's such a white meat baby face in that movie, where he's just this pure guy that was taken before his time. And this is like just a few years after playing, you know, these evil guys, or in the midst even of playing these evil guys, and you totally bought it. And I remember when I was a kid having these really complex feelings of seeing, you know, this guy that I knew to be this sniveling rapist from Robin Hood playing this super nice guy that I just wanted him to kind of be alive again to enjoy a normal life with his wife. But it's a really great little movie as far as I can remember. I mean, I can't really remember any moments. I just kind of remember the feeling of watching it. But then also his performance of Love Actually, which I didn't see until Christmas a few years ago, where he plays a guy, an older gentleman that's having trouble staying faithful to his wife. And that's not a, you know, not necessarily a favorable character trait. But he totally plays it with empathy and with understanding and with a lot of sorrow. And it's one of those things that this guy was capable of so much and was able to turn in memorable performances with so many different types of characters.
Yeah, you gotta be able to work heel. You gotta be able to work baby face. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you have to be a tweener. And I mean, he covered all those bases. And he was just one hell of a worker.
I mean, if you again, the tweener thing might play nicely to his. Have you seen Galaxy Quest? His role in Galaxy Quest?
No, I haven't. I have. Is that tweener?
Yeah. It's more of a tweener. More of a I don't know. I mean, a workhorse kind of performance, definitely too. Especially his character in that. Just stepping aside, I cannot believe how disrespectful we're being by playing this wrestling analogy in this Alan Rickman tribute show. But something tells
I don't think
me
it's
that,
disrespectful. I mean, I think it's just I think it's allowing us to express ourselves, you know, in a way that it is actually accurate. And
well,
you know, heel and babyface, they come from art. It's a good guy and a bad guy is essentially what we're saying. And I don't think it's disrespectful to, you know, bring that terminology into it at all.
Well, also, but like you said, it's that simplicity of character that he brought to everything, where he knew the motivation for the characters he played, even if they were good or bad. And it's the same way in any kind of performance art or anything like that. It's just don't judge your character. Don't judge, you know, don't judge what you're playing, but just, you know, find the motivation and follow that. And whether your motivation is to, you know, kill Robin Hood or you know, win the Intercontinental Championship, you just follow that motivation. And that's the kind of actor that he was. And it really has bummed me out all day. Again, I'm glad that he's remembered, you know, for the Harry Potter franchise, this giant franchise, but at the same time, I definitely urge people to stretch beyond that and see not just his other popular work, but also some of these other smaller British movies that he was also dedicating himself to.
Well, you know, it reminds me, you know, I did mention that, and you mentioned actually the famous line from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, it's dull, you twit, it'll hurt more. And I want to cut his heart out with. I'm going to cut your heart out with a spoon. But to me, his best line ever is from Die Hard, and it's right before Bruce Willis's John McClane gets a lot of color when Hans Gruber says, "Shoot the glass." And I mean,
yeah,
the level of color that you get from Bruce Willis subsequently. It's just, you know, some of the best use of color ever in the history of cinema.
Yeah, he's bleeding like a stuck pig.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, killer blade job by Willis there. So I mean, I don't know if there's much left to say other than I look forward. I mean, there's so many other movies of his that I haven't seen, so I look forward to seeing more things that Alan Rickman has done for looking at all his performances and seeing some of these movies I haven't seen before, including Sense and Sensibility. I haven't seen that one, so I'll put that on my list.
Yeah, and thank you for recommending Quigley Down Under and Truly Madly Deeply. I definitely want to check those out, man. He was just one of the best, and he will be sorely missed.
For more from the Film Nerds, go to filmnerds.com and aspectradioshow.com.